Father, take our hearts and open them to your word. Father, take our minds and think through them. Father, take us, set us on fire by your Holy Spirit to carry the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Recently, my wife and I have become the fans of a show on TV that was set in the 2000s called Without Trace. It follows the FBI Missing Persons Bureau and their quest to find those who have gone missing without trace. They follow the clues, they follow the profiles, but if it had been said in our gospel today, I think Mary would have been the lead investigator because Jesus had been taken out of the tomb without trace, which concerned her. Our gospel says she was panicked because she could not find the body of our Lord. Imagine walking up to that scene that particular Easter Sunday morning, and the grave is open, and the body that's supposed to be there is gone, and you're wondering what happened. They did not understand quite the power of the resurrection. As we listened to the gospel readings today and the readings from Acts and Exodus, we have laid out for us a strong biblical example and biblical narrative. In Acts, we are reminded that Jesus came and was anointed by the Holy Spirit. His ministry was foremost in doing good, healing and setting free those who were oppressed of the devil. He commanded his followers also to preach the gospel and to testify of his great works. Then we come to the gospel where we find the empty grave. You see, Jesus promised before he went to the cross on Good Friday that he would rise again. Now, the officials of that day did not quite understand that he would rise again. They said he was a heretic. They said that he was anything but who he claimed to be. But he fulfilled the promise. You see, our mandate, much like the mandate of the early Christians, is to do the ministry of Jesus. What does that look like? Well, Jesus himself, if we had heard the gospel today from Mark, the 16th chapter, it would have been very clear what the ministry of Jesus was. It was to cast out demons, to speak in new tongues, to lay hands on the sick and see them recovered. And we hear and we see that throughout the history of the church, the ministry of Jesus and the ministry of the sick, exorcism by priests. But we live in a culture today that has found its way away from the cross. We live in a culture today where we are not, even the church does not understand the identity of who we are. The church has allowed the culture to invade the church, where the church should have allowed the church to invade the culture. Which is why we have congregations who have departed from denominational structures over the last 15 to 20 years. But you see, our call today, in the light of the power of the resurrection, is different. We are called to a world that has fallen apart, basically. Falsehoods abound. Identity is confusing. But we have a hope. Because of the resurrected Christ, we have a hope that we, as Christ's followers, can take his presence, his power, his spirit into the world around us. That we can actually see the ministry of Jesus take place in our world. That God can use us, each and every one of us seated here today, to bring about healing, to bring about reconciliation, to bring about a touch of God into a person's life when they are struggling. How do we do that? We have to be obedient vessels. Vessels equipped by the power of the Holy Spirit. Vessels open to God who allows us and encourages us and endows us with his presence. One of my great interest, one of the people that I followed for many, many years was a lady by the name of Catherine Kuhlman. If you don't know who she is, she was a healing evangelist in the late 50s, or in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. She died in the early 70s. But Catherine Kuhlman had a saying, and it was this: God is not looking for silver vessels. God is not looking for golden vessels. God is looking for yielded vessels. So today on this Easter Sunday, where we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead and the equipping power of the Holy Spirit that came on Pentecost Sunday, our call today is to take that same ministry of Jesus, become the yielded vessel that He wants us to be, to touch and influence the world around us. Will we answer that call this Easter Sunday? Will we allow God to use us? Because we have a world that is hurting and is dying without experiencing the power of the resurrection and the power of the resurrected Christ. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.